Hi.
There's Aidan. He's the doorman, or indeed the gatekeeper, of the Church of St. James in Dingle, home to one of the most unique music events in the world.
Deep silence, piano tuning.
Every December, this altar becomes a stage. And despite the fact the church can only hold 80 people, that doesn't stop hundreds making the pilgrimage every year to the most southwesterly tip of Europe.
First time in Dingle. I've been at the one in Derry, so decided to come down for this one.
Oh yeah, well I wanted to come here for years, so I tried to get my friends to come down last time and it wouldn't happen, so I ended up coming down on my own. I just love the music and the bands that they bring to Dingle for this is just brilliant.
Bands such as Snow Patrol, Elbow, Villagers, The National, solo stars Amy Winehouse, Rufus Wainwright, Richard Hawley, Jarvis Cocker and Lisa Hannigan. They've all made the short walk from Benner's Hotel, crossing the main street, through the Black Iron Gates and into the church. Tonight, it's David Gray's turn. And we're gate crashing his soundcheck. That's Philip King, the godfather of other voices.
What happens here is a little blue light shining in a latticed window. It's almost Christmas time. There's a sharpness in the air. The sky is clear. There's a star shining bright up there. And I think we'll follow the star and see where it takes us. Are we on? Right, okay. 10 minutes to air.
10 minutes to air, so I'm going to just do...
Where's our suites?
Our suites are up here.
Oh, good.
Tonight, he is a busy man. Because not only are these gigs being recorded for broadcast on television next year, Philip is hosting the live stream, bringing the performances into computers, laptops and tablets around the world. Not to mention the lounges and snugs of Dingle.
Squeeze in there as best you can.
Are you all good?
It's night one of three. On the bill, Lisa O'Neill, Hozier, Patty Griffin, and David Gray.
I enjoyed it. I'm loving the whole thing at the moment. You know, the state of becoming, when something's just in its early stages and it's not work at this point, it's just all creation. So this new band and singing with these people who I only just met a few days ago, half of them, it has been fantastic. So yes, I'm having a wonderful time.
Called Dunleary. Are you inspired by the sea?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my parents moved me down to the sea, you know, when I was just a boy of eight, and not just the sea, but being so close to nature then was just a wonderful thing. You know, that's my drug, really, nature. Obviously, the sea is a big part of that. Contemplate the sea is a big old thing there. And that's just the top of it.
David Gray and Nemesis. From a firm favourite to a new sensation.
Hozier.
Yeah, Hozier.
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 Hozier and David Gray.
Hozier.
Yeah.
Andrew Hozier Byrne is one of the most hyped Irish acts around. His powerful song, Take Me to Church, is one of the biggest of 2013. He took his 21st century blues to the Church of St. James. Hozier, Unitarian Church, Pepper Canister Church in now St. James's. How was that for you?
That was amazing. That was a big gig for me, and it's something that I've wanted to do for years and years. Obviously, even just aspiring to be a musician, this is something that is a big thing. So it was amazing. It was incredible, and the crowd was so nice, and I'm just glad it went okay.
So where's next? St. Peter's Basilica?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'll be getting in anytime soon. But
Tony, what were you doing this time last year?
This time last year, I think I was doing some stuff with Trinity Orchestra. I was working at home, actually, recording the demos for this material. So it was some of the first time I was recording myself and kind of working on maybe just starting to write the material on this EP, I suppose, and other material like it. But yeah, and just it was very quiet, let's say. It was
well, it's quite loud now, and there's a lot of heat around you. I can feel the heat off you, Andrew. I mean, did you ever expect it to turn out like this?
No, and especially the kind of success in the charts and stuff. I never would have seen myself as a chart musician, so but the support has been incredible, and so it's been fantastic, you know, and it's surreal, and so I'm just trying to keep my head down and keep plowing on.
And is there an album in the works?
We are working bit by bit, so we're hoping, you know, next year we might have some substantial release, but we're going to take it slow and we're in no rush, I think, so I just want to keep writing and keep working bit by bit. We might release something before then, but we'll see.
Well, when I was finished with him, there was a throng of young girls waiting to meet the Wicklow man.
I love to call my name out in Fab.
I don't know
about
that.
Oh, my gosh! Okay, actually, I don't
even... While Hosier was being harried on one side of the road, gatekeeper Aidan was getting it on the other.
Huh? What's in here?
Other voices.
Voices? What's that?
It's a musical programme that showcases, and we got him under pressure now. brings all upcoming acts and stuff to play in the church in Dingle.
In the acts?
It could be everywhere. We just had Hosier finish up now, and Lisa O'Neill is playing. Do you know David Gray was here earlier?
You're driving the hot car this evening. You're bringing the talent back to Dublin tonight. A lot of girls around the car tonight.
There is a lot, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to keep them away.
Did they try and get into it?
No. Thank God they didn't, actually. No. They're very, very good, well behaved.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye, Andrew. Take care.
Take care. He's too nice, aren't he?
He'll never make it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you had to be mean in this business.
As Father Jack would say, that would be ecumenical matter.
Ecumenical.
Ecumenical matter. Yes.
For those not lucky enough to get into the church, the live stream into the nearby pubs is the next best thing.
The atmosphere over is fantastic. It's a real reflection of what's going on in the church. It was real reverent and everybody was really paying loads of attention, and they really... It was a lovely atmosphere. They brought a lovely atmosphere to Benners.
Thanks a million.
No matter, hope you enjoyed. You're welcome. No
next up, Scottish post-rock band Mogwai, keeping Brian at the door busy.
Well, I haven't heard the band myself, but I believe that they're very loud, and as a precautionary measure, we're giving out earplugs. Here goes our ladies.
Am I right?
Plugs if he's in the band. It is the only protection we get tonight.
What age group do you have to be for these?
Put them on, sir. Earplugs for the performance.
I don't want earplugs.
You might regret it.
A few reluctant takers, including Minister for Tourism, Transport and Sport, Leo Varadkar.
Minister, earplugs.
You're advised to wear them.
Well, we've been informed that the tickets have arrived.
Really?
Should be interesting.
It's kind of weird going to a concert with earplugs, though.
It is unusual, isn't it? Earplugs there, folks.
Earplugs.
You need earplugs.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Very loud.
It's the only free item we get tonight.
can you see the earplugs?
Mr. Varadkar enjoyed Mogwai, but what's on his iPod?
A very, very eclectic taste now. If I went through my iPod with you now, there'd be everything from the profoundly embarrassing to the fairly cool. So very eclectic.
And what's the last record you listened to?
I've just listened to Matchbox 20. I really like Codaline as well, but then I run as well, so I've got a lot of. Very embarrassing kind of running music. No, I'd rather not say.
Come on,
no, no. No.
Pop, rap,
folk. Yeah, Black Eyed Peas, that kind of shit. But it's good for running, you know.
We're coming to the end of 2013, the year of the gathering. How's it gone?
It's gone really great, actually. I'm really relieved as much as delighted, because it would have been an absolute disaster for me politically had it been a flop if Vrad could have been allowed to spend 10 million on a party that nobody turned up for. But well, thankfully they did, and we've had about a 7% increase in tourism this year, 5,000 different gathering events, and nearly 17,000 more people working in tourist-related sectors than 2 years ago. So that's been great. But it's also been really good at building community pride again, building up links with the diaspora. And of course, it's not over yet. We have the Punchestown gathering coming up in a few days' time, and then the big concert and events around New Year's in Dublin as well.
And that's the gate closed for day 2 on Other Voices in Dingle.
Thank you.
Torrent by Iceland's Ásgeir. He's been described in his home country as a one man, one direction, but I think he sounds more like Sigur Rós on steroids.
Monkon.
Mr. Daedalus.
We didn't miss it.
What? You didn't?
No, we caught the gig.
No, that was phenomenal. Jesus, that's like weird. Part of us are in Dingle, the other part is in Iceland. It's like, it's only... There's this thing, you know, you think you're in a rudimentary place here, you know, in a rustic, remote place, and then what you find is actually everyone comes down here to you. If you stay on the coast long enough, suddenly you'll have Iceland, you'll have America, you'll have people from all over the world. And you're... You know that church we're in? You know that was built with Spanish money? Like with Spanish traders. So there was a time in Dingle when the two languages in Dingle were Irish and Spanish. This was like 16th, 17th century. There wasn't a word of English. So we're in a church built with Spanish money, Santiago, you know, by Spanish merchant sailors who'd come up here, bring their wine and their whatever, you know, the spices, want to go to Mass. And then 350 years later, we're listening to an Icelandic band in the middle of Dingle where the Spanish is gone, but the Irish is still alive. Does that not blow your mind?
Travel writer Monkon McGann. People credit the dramatic landscape of Iceland for giving rise to its fantastic music, but for Ásgeir, it's not that far from the dramatic landscape of Dingle.
We were just driving here today, and a lot of the landscapes surroundings, it reminded us about like specific fjords in Iceland, and it was just, yeah, it's really, really similar to Icelandic landscape.
What's your name?
My name is Julius.
And you play guitar with Ásgeir?
Yeah, I play guitar and sing backup vocals, and sometimes I write Icelandic lyrics.
Would you like to sing a little song for us in Icelandic?
just
we'll,
something.
We'll walk with you.
Sofðu unga ástin mín. Úti regnið græði.
I feel sort of... Can you say refreshed, because I've just been outside wandering on the cliffs with my boyfriend, and there's so much wind, so I feel like I just got so much oxygen in my brain. It's amazing. I feel refreshed.
Danish singer Agnes Obel likes Dingle. All the musicians like Dingle. So what is it about here?
The sheer physical beauty of the place is wondrous. And there's a great literature here as well. And the way that people speak, there's something about the way that they speak that has a lilt or a cadence that's musical. So, you know, when people come here and musicians come here from different parts of the world, I think they sense that. They sense something in this place and they raise their voices to sing. It's fantastic.
Safety reasons, like.
Even though it's Sunday night, people are still looking to sneak into the church.
Nightmare night.
My tree is always nightmare night. Full moon, witching hour, and a Sunday.
It was fantastic to have a ringside seat at Other Voices this year. But for me, the best was definitely saved to last when I got to chat to one of the great contemporary confessional songwriters, John Grant.
I've never really consciously thought, you know, I'm going to do this as a form of therapy, but I suppose it's my way of, you know, I think you need to remember what happened to you so that you can not make those mistakes again.
Would you give up all those great heartbreak songs, John, to get back with your ex?
That's a good question. Probably would. Colorado is a beautiful place, but it makes me angry because it's a very sporty place too. It's a very outdoorsy place, you know, and those were the people that rejected me when I was young, you know, so I hold it against them, you know, the people who are like, hey, I gotta go outside and take a hike. And I'm just like, you know, I think, you know, just out of spite, you know, I would stay in my room. But I did ski, but there's such an outdoorsy, sporty culture there. And those people are very pleased with themselves, I feel, you know. And that makes me sick to my stomach.
It makes you pissed off.
It sure does. And so, I don't like people who are too positive either. You know, and I don't like people who don't complain ever.
Absolutely, I agree.
And I think it's fake.
Every Saturday and Sunday morning, you wake up the people of Ireland.
I didn't know that.
Your song TC and Honey Bear is my program's signature song.
Wow.
My program,
really?
On one.
I'm going to be doing that tonight as the first track.
Fantastic. Yeah. Can I sing a bit to you?
If it pleases thee.
For TC and his honey bear, the world would not stop moving. Feel free to join in. For rendezvous and longing stares,
and hearts that won't stop burning.
Before that honey bear had given up,
he felt so sad and lonely. Then one night he looked up and he saw his one and only.
John, thanks very much.
Sure. Pleasure.
DC came on to the scene.
So up the stairs here is where the lighting engineer and the sound engineer and all the vision mixes happen. This is officially where the crew sit, but we've never had so many crew sitting on these seats, so we need to check our crew list.
If Philip King is the godfather of other voices, then Aoife Woodlock is the fairy godmother, because she's responsible for bringing the acts to Dingle. So how does she find them?
A mixture of labels who continues to keep in contact and keep us updated with what's going on. South by Southwest Music Festival in Texas I go to each year. The Great Escape in Brighton, Hard Working Class Heroes for all the Irish up and coming acts. And going to a ridiculous amount of gigs all year round.
Nice work if you can get it.
Not on a Wednesday when it's raining and there's a gig in Whelan's at 10 past 12. But yes, it's the busman's holiday. It's wonderful. And here is wonderful. It's a wonderful event.
How many years are you involved?
9. This is my 9th year. And the bands have... It's become very much international. When I go to Texas now, people recognise the brand of the voices, if you know what I mean. You have to get your laminate and say who you are and what you do. And the amount of people at shows now that say... Oh, Dingle, Dingle. And it's no matter what it's called Dingle. It's brilliant. The music community spread the word. They talk about the experience they have here. And now it's grown legs that we can take what it is we've made here special to other places.
Who's on your wish list?
Radiohead. Supported by Radiohead. Opened by Radiohead and closed by Radiohead. And Emmylou Harris. Queens of the Stone Age. Patti Smith. We will come, we will find you, and we will get you.
And something tells me she means it.
Hi, folks. Do you want your tickets to souvenir?
Oh, very good.
Show the grandkids.
Thank you very much.
So, as the gate closes on another year at Other Voices, the people scatter back to Derry, Dublin and Denver with great memories of great music.
Music has the peculiar gift of enabling you to live in the minute. And when the music is great and the music is playing and the band strikes up, it's one of the few times in my life, and I think in most people's lives, that the hurly-burly in the world and the voltage and the speed at which people live stops for a moment and gives you that sort of respite to stop and to be excited and to be replenished just for the moment. So if we can do that for those magic moments, I think that's really the achievement that something like this can have.